Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. Our quote of the day is appropriately from Charlie Brown. What if today we were just grateful for everything? Wow. It's almost like this quote would work because it's Thanksgiving week.
What? How wild.
Okay, so full transparency, everyone. We're pre-taping this.
Yep.
And it's funny because it just hit me driving home yesterday from the dentist that it's Thanksgiving week.
I know.
Like, we're pre-taping this just a few days early, yeah. But man.
How? It's almost 2022, right?
Kelsey,
is that the year?
We blinked. We went from hell last Thanksgiving with both my parents in the hospital with COVID to this year not having one of my parents.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Like, it's nuts.
It's nuts. So bananas to me. It really is hard to wrap my head around all of it. And what's crazy is I think now having Kevin here, I am starting to process in a whole other way again.
Sure.
So it's crazy because I made the connection recently that, you know, both our cousins and I are, you know, going to be going through a rough Thanksgiving, both losing our parents to COVID.
Yeah.
But I was watching a screening of the movie last night. Just a little movie on Lifetime, everyone, called The Holiday Fix-Up. It premieres December 11th at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. But we did a little cast and producer,
so
director
fun.
Screening on Zoom last night.
Cute.
And it was so fucking fun. It's so good.
Were you like proud of yourself?
Like, listen, we love these holiday movies.
Yeah.
And there's a charm to like the little teeny ounce of cheesiness that goes with it, right?
Always.
Of course.
Okay. Like, we all know what you know.
You know what you're getting.
What we're getting.
Yeah.
This is, like, really good.
Oh, my God.
There was no cheesy moments. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, wait, what?
How was Nick the Snowman,
I was
though?
Almost mad.
Okay. Like, give us the cheese.
It was really good. And, I mean, Jana Kramer is, she has such a warmth in her eyes and her delivery. She's so good. Brian directed it amazing. Ryan's amazing. All the actors were amazing.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. The whole thing, it was really, really well done. And so I'm really proud of it. And I really hope you guys all watch it. But I started wailing at it. First of all, you'll all get emotional because it has so much heart and it's really beautiful. But there was one moment that just nailed me because of the movie. And then I started thinking about my mom and then it nailed me even harder. And then there were like sequentially a few other things where I was like, gah. But yeah, I think because I've had kind of a delayed effect with everything, I think it might be a little harder than I anticipated.
Yeah. I feel like you'll kind of you know, get where you guys are going and then it will hit you. Mm. It's like you move, you just have always kept moving.
Yeah.
And so it's like you don't really let it hit you. You're like, you know, batting it off. And then when you actually have to sit in it for a second, it's gonna hit.
Yeah. But like this morning I was making breakfast and I just envisioned us at Thanksgiving dinner and then just one of us breaks out and then everyone starts breaking out. And then my dad just being like, what the frig? Like he can't, cause he can't handle all of that either. Like he can't watch people cry. It's really hard for him.
Yeah.
And then he'll cry. I'm like, oh my God, is that what Thanksgiving's going to be like? Like it was just so hard to think about. Right.
And in a messed up way, I wonder if that will be therapeutic though, you know,
probably.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we'll see what happens, but I think I'm having kind of those jitters, those like fearful moments of what it's going to be like. And maybe it won't be like that at all.
How proud would your mom have been of you in this movie? I mean, she is proud.
I did think about her a few times. So we put up some decor yesterday, as you noticed, ladies on the lawn.
We loved.
Yes, we did.
Last year, Kelsey, if you remember, we went to Sam's Club and we tried to get all of our decor. I actually picked everything out and said, oh, I'm going to order it online. I don't want to lug all this stuff. And then by the time I went to do it, everything was sold out.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get everything I wanted, which was very frustrating. And so this year, I'm on top of it. We have reindeer outside.
It looks so cute.
We've got so much decor. It's crazy. I don't know where I'm storing this shit, but who cares? Because it looks amazing. And guess what? I'm going to get more reindeer.
Oh my God.
So the way the lawn is, there's like a split down the middle, a brick walkway. So on the left is a grassy knoll and on the right is an equal grassy knoll. It's equal. You can't have it lopsided. No, the reindeer on one side, you need it on the other side.
True.
So we're going to get...
I can't.
I'm so excited.
They're so beautiful, you guys.
Like, they're so pretty.
Wait till you see it tonight.
I can't wait.
You're going to cry. I was crying. But I was just thinking all night last night, my mom would have loved this. And I know she's seeing it. Blah, blah, blah. I get it.
I know.
But it's not the same. And so... and I know she would have loved seeing the movie and she would have said, Maria, you're so good. Da, 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 da. Like she was my biggest fan. So,
yeah. We have to give some credit to the presents out there too. There are reindeer and there are presents. And
yeah. There's all kinds of decor.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Cute,
it's like a little winter wonderland in here.
Well, and it's great because I'm setting the stage for the holiday viewing party that I'm putting together for the movie. Mm-hmm. The challenge is that I want to invite so many friends, but then between the movie invite list and,
Kelsey's plus one,
just kidding. <I'm>
it's so hard. I'm like, oh shit, I might have to like leave some people off the list because it's getting so out of hand.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but it's going to be bomb. I'm really, really excited. And so it'll be something great to look forward to. But I even remember in June when I did like a little birthday thing for myself, I was having fun. And then all of a sudden, and just started wailing with my closest friends. Like the second someone mentioned my mom, I lost my shit. So, so I can envision maybe things like that happening, but we are going to try and have a lot of fun. So I am decorating like crazy and I am preparing for an awesome party and I love throwing parties. It makes me so happy.
I haven't been to a Maria party yet.
Oh no, no.
Yeah.
So this might be a hybrid of the parties I've thrown in recent years, mm-hmm. which have been very tight, mm-hmm. right? Like no strangers, super tight. So I can just have fun and not stress. Right. And I don't have to introduce a million people. I don't have to greet a million people. I just want it to be chill.
Right.
Because it's a lot of work to put these parties together my way.
Right.
Every detail, you know, crossed off. And this party specifically, cupcakes and cocktails.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Baking from the morning till the second you guys show up. Well, you guys will be here earlier, but you know what I'm saying? Till the guests show up. So it's a lot of work and it's exhausting. I mean,
it's going to be fun.
A fun, exhausting.
Yeah,
you know
yeah
what I mean?
It's going to be great.
I'll probably sleep for a couple of days after, no lie. that's for sure.
My favorite part about it is that we don't, I was like, oh, what am I going to wear? What? We get to wear onesies. We get a, Maria goes all out her Christmas, like cozies.
Yep.
Which is amazing because usually those sort of things, you're like stressed about what to wear.
Listen, I have so many great party tips that I can share. And maybe that's what we do today.
Yeah.
Because like a party has to have so many different things to be successful. You need the right lighting. Do not have bright lighting. Nobody wants to be seen in bright lighting at night. First of all, it's off-putting. It doesn't create a mood. You need a mood. So right like when the sun is starting to go down, I run around the whole house and the property and I turn on all the lights and I dim them. Oh. So there's an energy and a mood. Super friggin' important. Then you have to make sure that people are greeted with cocktails. So any of my big parties, there's been someone at the gate the second you walk in with booze. So you are like, the tone is set. Wow. Have fun. Wow. Right? And so I let everybody know that they should Uber to my parties because you will be having a lot of fun. I also, I like people to feel comfortable. So the holiday party is amazing because I'm like, wear a Christmas onesie, Christmas pajamas, ugly Christmas sweater. Do not be uncomfortable. This is a party where you want to, if you want to look like you've got a bowling ball underneath your onesie, no one's going to see it because you've eaten 50 cupcakes.
Right.
This isn't the wear your half shirt and look super cute and
little bralette.
No, it's like, I mean, some people might, I don't know if it's a Christmas bralette. I don't know. But for me, it's like, I want everyone to feel comfortable and just have fun.
Yeah.
You want your guests to have fun. So everything should be tied back to that.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better. And it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content. And a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community? Or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment. And we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
So when I did my bigger parties, it was always a luau. So,
wow, I like that.
My luau's were bomb because, first of all, everyone's wearing very little. And you can wear sneakers with a grass skirt and like a half shirt or like a tied shirt or a bikini top, whatever. And then when we did Kevin's birthday party, it was a frat theme. So you're coming in sneakers, jeans, and a flannel.
Oh my God.
Right? I don't like the things that require people to, because I don't like to. I like to be chill. So the lighting, the decor is super important. And so for a Christmas party, obviously you're going to want Christmas decor. The food has to be on point.
Of course.
Right?
Always.
And then the drinks have to be amazing. So I always will have a bartender or I'll have pre-made stuff if it's a smaller party. So the Casamigos mixers are really yummy. So you can get like the Paloma mixer or the other ones. I don't remember their names. So you put them in jugs with the tequila already made and people just pour it over ice. So you have ice buckets and, you know, you can have, if you don't have a bar or a bartender, you can have these pre-made and have like a section with like a tray where you put the jug on the tray with cups and ice.
Smart.
And then everyone can make their own drink and you set them up in different areas because you don't want any
Crowding.
Mm-hmm. You want people to be able to get drinks when they need them. So I always have water everywhere so people can easily strategically grab it. The music is super important. So if I have a DJ and it's a bigger party, I have specifically chosen every song to think, would I dance my ass off to this?
Oh my gosh.
So people dance their asses off at my party because I am so detailed. Now, you could leave it to the DJ, but there are good DJs and there are not so great DJs. Right. And the second that mood goes down, people leave.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just not good.
Yeah.
You also don't want to spread the party out too much so it looks sparse. Mm. You want to keep it contained. So if I was having my massive blowouts, it was all on the court and that's where it was all contained. You walk in, you get on the court, contained. So this holiday party, the only thing we were having a difficult time planning around was I wanted to use the outdoor screen that Kevin created with my dad and have, you know, people watch the movie outside.
Right.
But he's afraid it'll spread things out. My thought was it won't really because no one's going to really want to be out in the cold except for a brave few. And I'd have heated blankets out there on the chairs for them.
Yeah.
So I think I still might do it because it just is going to look cool. But then you have to decorate another area because why wouldn't I put a Christmas tree out there?
True. Right.
Guys, this is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Anyway, you want to keep a party contained. I've seen so many parties suck because it has no energy and no vibe because it's all spread out all over the place.
Yeah.
So you want that. You want people to be able to get their cars quickly. Mm. So if you are doing a valet thing, you want to make sure you hire enough valet for however many people you have because the last thing you want is somebody to want to leave and then they're stuck waiting for an hour for their car.
Yeah.
These are high class problems. I know they are, very few people are going to be like using valet and having a big party like that. But if you were ever planning a big event, those are things that you have to think about.
Right.
So then what else? You have your cocktails, you have your food, you have your decor, you have your music, you have your lighting, your mood. The other thing is when you throw like a bigger party, one of the things I used to do was I would tell friends to invite another couple friends with them.
Oh.
So that there's never any wallflowers or awkward people just standing because they don't know people.
Right, yeah.
So if,
and then that's not on you to introduce then, right?
Yeah. So yeah. I would tell like Lauren, you know, or let's say, you know, whoever. I would say, Kelsey, if you're going to come, bring two of your friends so that you have like your little posse and you can have fun. Because then you'll have a little more courage to go meet people with your people.
Right.
But if you're all alone, you're going to be awkward. Mm-hmm. At least I know I would be.
Yeah.
And I'm a very social person. I'm still going to be like, oh, I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
So if you can, that's always a nice strategy.
I
now have been burnt so bad in life that I don't allow anyone to bring plus ones because they either photograph and sell it to the news or they act inappropriately and stalk any celebrities who come here.
You have to be careful.
So I have a different kind of problem, but if you're throwing a party that is and they don't know each other, like you're not throwing that kind of party where it's just your friends that you are used to having all the time.
Right.
It's always nice to extend that out. What other party tips? I like those kinds of themes that are chill. Any theme that requires too much work, nobody has time.
Do you think you always need a theme?
I think a chill theme of some sort because it makes it exciting and fun. Right now I told everybody wear your ugly Christmas sweater or some kind of festive something. You can't get in the door without it. Mm-hmm. and so like go to Target, get your onesie, whatever it is, be cozy, be comfy. And then games are fun. So I always will have like a beer pong table.
Fun.
Invested in one a long time. Well, I have a couple, I think. A beer pong table so that you can have people have activities. That's how people meet each other. You want activities so that people meet each other mingle and bond and have fun. That's how fun parties are had.
Yeah.
So whether it's a magician that comes in and for like an hour, you hire a magician, they come in and they do some magic tricks that shock everybody, but you get the group together. Now you're like, oh my God, that was amazing, wasn't it? What's your name? Mm-hmm. You want to do stuff like
Smarty.
That. That is smart.
So I used to have magicians and all kinds of things like that. But
this year, Maria will be doing the magic tricks herself.
Yeah, exactly. Now you see my cupcake?
Now it's gone.
Now it's gone. Exactly. Down my throat. Poof, just like that.
Perfect.
And then you want to consider people's diets when you do the food. Mm. So, for example, we are looking at a potential food caterer. And I was like, make sure you have vegetarian options so that we can, you know, make sure that everybody can have food. And yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
That's
those
a
are
good,
kind of
hefty
like my,
list.
Big, my big tips.
I like that.
For that.
I feel like the list is always hardest. Like, what do you do if you make this huge list and you need to like dwindle it down? How do
I
you
can't
pick?
Dwindle it down. First of all, oh, when you make a list, just expect like 30% of the people are going to cancel that night. And not show up. It's just going
to
happen.
That's good to know.
Think of how many times you're like, oh, fuck, I can't go. Yeah, I'm so tired. My parties people don't like to cancel on because now I have a reputation for throwing amazing parties. So,
I
make it so easy where it's chill.
Right.
You know, A, I'm going to protect you. No one's taking pictures of you if you're a celebrity. Or B, you're not having to come all dolled up and gussied up in high heels and all that bullshit. Like, I make it easy because I want it to be easy.
Right.
So, you know, if you're a party planner or you want to be a party planner, these are some bomb tips, just FYI, because this is my specialty.
I love it.
I probably should plan parties for a living.
Honestly, I've heard all about them. I've heard the amazing Maria party. So I'm
babies,
so excited.
My Bijan Sweet 16 birthday party was bomb.
I saw the photo album.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Right?
So cute. Yeah.
So dog sweet 16 party. What did I do? Everything was dog. So the food was cut in dog bone shapes. The desserts were, you know, Oreo cookie tennis balls, right? It's like everything has to have that kind of fun. Like, wow, you really thought this through. And if you can't get ideas, like when I threw Kevin's 50th, his frat party, I just went on Pinterest, my favorite place in the world. By the way, Better Together is on Pinterest, and so am I. And if you want inspo for things, you can go there. Mm-hmm. But I just went on Pinterest and created a board, and I was like, oh my God, they have helmets with multiple straws that people can drink beer out of. We need those. Oh,
beer bongs.
Yeah, like there were so many things. I have done little food stations at parties where I have like almost like a...
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Carnival, where you can get french fries over here, you can get, you know, candy, cotton candy over there. Like, I've done things like that too. Those are really fun. The music for this party, because this is a, like I said, it's a hybrid, it's going to be a little bit more than my normal amount of people, because it's for a different purpose. Next year we'll go back to like generic cupcakes and cocktails, where it's like my 35 or 40 closest people, not
right
now. We're at 65 people, and that's not even close to where it's gonna be.
Ooh, wow. Baby.
So, I'm having to tell people, no, you can't bring anybody. Thank you. Sorry, love you. Bye.
Sorry, love you. Bye.
What
about
ask you guys, because my Spotify has commercials, because I was gonna just do a Spotify playlist. I think I just upgraded my membership
premium.
Or something, right?
Yeah, just get premium.
Okay, premium.
Yeah. Premium's everything. Then you can make all your playlists.
Okay.
Yeah. So Spotify premium, a must. I wanted to ask you, I feel like so often when people throw parties, it's like the person who's hosting doesn't gonna have fun.
Yeah, it's hard.
So I was gonna ask.
So
you
here's
about that.
What I've learned to do. Mm-hmm. First of all, I've been a bit of a kamikaze at parties, so I get toasted fast, and then I have my excuse. Oh, she's cooked. So
hilarious.
I would greet people and greet people and greet people and just be exhausted and not have any fun.
Right.
So what I would do was I have a couple of drinks pretty fast, And then I just, if I saw someone I hadn't seen and they could hold my body weight, I would dive my body onto them because I get so excited to see my friends because I don't get to see them often.
Yeah.
And so in this industry, we're all so busy and we're off in different locations at all times. We don't just live in the same area and do the same kind of things all the time. So, you know, if I see Michael Chiklis, I'm launching my body at him like a rocket ship and he has to catch me. Yeah. Michael Strahan, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Then whatever human can carry me. Like Daria, she's strong.
She could carry
me. She's a wrestler. I'm going to dive on a Daria. So I get into my mode and then that's it. I'm now leading by example, which is another great host tip. You must be fun.
Good tip.
You set the tone. So I set the tone. It doesn't mean that I'm, you know, that you have to be lit to set the tone, but you definitely have to have that smile on your face. Like, it's got to be real. You've got to be like a little, you know,
vibing.
You got to be vibing.
Yep.
And so I am a social butterfly and I am in my element when I'm throwing a party because I miss all my people. I don't get to have a lot of like true, just authentic fun in life. And as we've learned from our guests here, it's because my life has been so serious and so fight or flight, so life and death for so long that I'm now really examining that. Mm. But yeah, you have to set the tone and have fun. So that's what I do. I just kind of bounce around. What I do is I try not to stay with one group for too long so that everybody feels like they got time.
Right.
And at some point when I threw my bigger parties and I guess even like these, at some point I've greeted everybody. Now I'm just on the dance floor or the karaoke machine, whatever is happening. And I go for it.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be dancing amazing all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in this house, the parties that I've done that have been smaller, everyone ends up in the bar at the end of the night and it's a dance floor.
Yeah.
It's literally, we shut the door and we're like in a nightclub.
Oh my God. Amazing.
I've seen some good videos.
Yeah. It's super fun.
I'm excited.
Some embarrassing videos.
Some good videos.
I actually have a question. Mm-hmm. For someone who has neighbors, do you have any suggestions?
Oh, yes. You invite them. You invite them.
Smart.
Guys, great question, Grisha. So one of the first things I did when I started throwing parties here, because I swore when I moved here 16 years ago, I said, I'm going to bring the party back to this area. Won't say it for my safety. Most people probably could figure it out. But now every celebrity wants to live here, and a lot of them do anyway. But my biggest thing was I would take a Bud Light bottle, and I would glue my invitation to it, and I would leave it in people's driveways.
Oh, my God.
Like at their doorway or, like, behind their gate. And I would invite them and say, and it was specific to the neighbors. Like, hey, neighbor, having a party, would love to invite you.
That's so cute.
And then, of course, we became friends with all the neighbors. Yeah. And so, that's my biggest tip. You want to be friends with your neighbors. I grew up where we weren't really friends with the neighbors. And I think that isn't a good thing necessarily. So something happened. My parents were trying to build something behind our house, build a house behind our house. And the neighbors all said no and didn't allow us. Mm. And that created some tension.
Riff.
And so I think that my favorite thing about what we've done in our neighborhood is because of like the crime or whatever, we all came together and I built the neighborhood watch and we all protect each other. We all know each other, you know, for our better or worse, we all have our flaws and whatever, but we have a policy that I created where we don't complain about each other. I might have a party this week. You might have one next week. My dog may bark this week. Your dog may bark next week. If we all like focus on all the little things, we're all going to be bitching and miserable with each other. We're going to be miserable in our own homes.
Yeah.
So now any neighbor who leaves is so miserable because everyone's calling the cops on them. They were so used to having the freedoms of us being chill and having whatever their roosters or their parties or whatever going on. We're like, whatever. We rolled with everything because we want people to roll with us when we want to. And by the way, it's maybe once a year. It's not like all the time.
Yeah.
But you want to be friends with your neighbors. It's the safest thing to do so that if you ever need something, somebody will come to your aid and your rescue. My neighbor, Regina, when my mom was dying, was literally over here every day giving me a hug. bringing me pancake mix. Mm-hmm. My neighbor Ashley was over here helping me. Like, it's really special to have a relationship. And I used to be scared initially. I'm like, no, you don't want to know the neighbors, because then they might infringe and might ask too much. And then you don't know how to say no. And you live next to each other. Just be cool. Just be nice.
Yeah.
So all of my neighbors are invited. Now there are two new neighbors.
Uh-oh.
That I now need to go get on board. Thank you for reminding me, Kelsey. You'll make sure. Mm-hmm. I needed to get them on board of the new neighborhood watch anyway, but you're right. I got to invite them to the party. Let's expand the party, people.
Love it. What about the dogs? What do you do with the dogs?
So normally, the parties are outside and contained. This one's going to be indoor, outdoor. I think we are still in the throes of figuring that out.
Yeah. Winnie can be in a pouch on me.
Yeah, you can have Winnie.
Yeah.
We'll put her Christmas dress on. She has one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. That little hoe bitch.
That little bee.
She's literally sprawled out on the couch right now, just chilling.
She's unreal.
So yeah.
That'll be fun. But you're not, but you're hosting that. You're not hosting Thanksgiving though.
No.
You go to your cousins for Thanksgiving.
Mm.
You'll still bring food, dishes.
Okay, I make my biscuits.
Okay.
In fact, they're not mine. They're Mrs. K's from Duck Dynasty's biscuits. So I just, actually before this show, ordered the Pioneer Buttermilk Baking Mix to my home. Because what I do is I bring it over with some ginger ale or Sprite and some sour cream. And then I make those biscuits. Now, I have shared this recipe in the past. We do have it. If we want, we can...
They'll put it on Pinterest.
We can put it on Pinterest. It's friggin' amazing. She taught me how to make her insane biscuits. And I'll tell you, you will never want to have Thanksgiving without them again. They're so good. You kind of pan fry them a little and then bake them. And so we start Thanksgiving by eating them with the food. Then, like 2 hours after Cards Against Humanity, you've built up an appetite. Then we break out the biscuits for sandwiches. The sandwiches go like this. You cut the biscuit in half. You put a spread of my garlic dip that separates the men from the boys. It is real strong. You put a layer of that. You put some mashed potato. You put some stuffing, you put some turkey and some gravy, and then you close that sandwich up and you eat it. And that's when heaven comes before Raised your eyes. It just opens. And so I've often told the story. I actually made them and sent them to Zoe Saldana and her family in an Uber on Thanksgiving once because she heard about them and she was like, I need to try these. And so, yeah, they're pretty friggin' amazing.
I love that.
They sound iconic.
That is my contribution to Thanksgiving every year now, whereas before I had a full spread. I used to have 35 people.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Ish. That either me and my mom or me and Violetta or any combination of the three of us would cook. And we'd set up the dining room. I would like rent tables and chairs for all my friends. And I did my friends' givings. And and, you know, it was like appetizers galore, spinach pies, cheese pies, garlic dip, cheese platters, crab meat pie.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy, crab meat pie. And then the dinner was not only just the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the sweet potato pie, you know, the lima beans, the salad. We also had a buffalo chicken mac and cheese. And
wow,
I mean, it's like off the hook. And then I would make fresh pies. I would make a coconut cream pie. I would make an apple cobbler from Lori Loughlin.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was her grandma Roy's apple cobbler.
Interesting.
And so I used to make a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It was real.
It was real. Now you're retired from that business, though.
Yeah.
At least for the time being.
I've been in, you know, out of commission since everything has gone on. A couple tumors will knock you out.
Yeah, definitely.
So now I can just make my baking mix. That's it. My biscuits. But it was really yummy.
Yeah. Yeah. I just am like, I'm still dying at how fast this year went. I literally feel like we were literally just sitting at the end of our little folding table, stuffing Michael's
Spanakopoulos food, yeah.
In our mouth. We didn't have silverware. Maria was like stuffing it in her mouth over the sink.
We had no silverware. I'm literally inhaling Michael Chiklis's Spanakopita in my mouth over the kitchen in an empty house where we had two lawn chairs and a folding table. And thankfully, Kelsey went to Trader Joe's and got us a little Christmas tablecloth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And there was some little Christmas ornament thing you put on the table, too.
It made it kind of special.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, she tried to make it special. It was nice as I tried to survive my pure hell I was living.
Yeah. Will your dad come back for the party or is that TBD?
I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to convince him not to do. Oh, my God. Yesterday, his caretaker told me that he asked her to schedule an appointment with a knee doctor he saw on TV, a commercial.
Oh, no.
So they went to see the knee doctor and now they have an appointment this week to go get this gel injected into his knee. And I'm like, no, guys. And if you see the business card.
Oh, no.
It's not even made at Staples. It is so from like 1970. It's so
oh my gosh,
generic and scary. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm going to try to convince him to come back so that I can do stem cells with Dr. Burke.
Nice.
And then he can enjoy the party and go back home.
And not get gel put in his knee.
Yeah. I mean, it might be fine, but I'm just, no. I think stem cells are a much better way to go.
What is stem cells? I've gotten like cortisone. Put like
cortisone
shots.
Yeah. The stem cells just, they take your blood and they spin it and whatever the process is, I don't remember exactly right now, but it stimulates the growth of the natural stuff that was there before.
Okay.
So, it's a little bit more organic, I guess.
Nice.
To your body.
That sounds better. Well, everyone's in for a treat this week, Maria. Dr. Nicole LaPera, a little holistic psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I had to go take a nap after those episodes.
Yeah.
Take a nap and then listen to it 14 more times.
Yeah. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
A lot of info.
But I'm excited for everyone to listen.
What else? I think we got Thanksgiving on lock. We've got the holiday party ready to go.
That's right.
We
got great shows lined up for you guys on lock.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Maria might keep recording random Friday or Saturday shows for funsies. Everyone loved it, though.
Yeah, it has to be. We're trying to figure out how to make this a little less pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these will just be audio for you guys.
Yeah.
Because I think Potluck Saturday inspired me when it was just like, we're out. Was the audio okay?
Yeah, sounded great.
Interesting. I'm sure the audio in Shake Shack wasn't that great.
There was surrounding noise, but it still sounds like it sounds good. I mean, when you guys
it was purposeful.
Right. You knew you were in a public place.
Yeah.
But when you guys recorded in Italy, it was great.
Yeah.
Like, it was great. It's easy.
It's got to be a little easier.
Yeah. I like
it because
you just have, you're tired and you also have you get bursts of like inspiration randomly. And
yes.
I know what it's like to then lose that and try and get it back. So it's like, if you could just record, you know, right then and there.
Yeah.
How nice.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do. And then if I'm with somebody and I'm inspired, I'm just going to like, I'm going to just talk to you about this for 15 minutes. Let's go.
It's like, I feel like you have daily podcasts without having a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I love this, because this is just a conversation I would have anyway. It's not like I'm having to, it's just conversations, but you know, I'm still tired.
I know. Yeah. You're allowed to be tired.
Lots gone on.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and sleep too. That's actually, what am I doing? I'm going to San Diego for Thanksgiving by myself, which will actually be really nice. I got a hotel that.
For just you?
Yeah. Cause I'm going to the doctor's and then I'm going to stay the night, and then I'll drive back like during the day on Thanksgiving and kind of pop around to a few different friends' places, say hi. But I'm excited. I have a good friend who lives down there who helped me find a hotel that's like not bad, but not incredibly bougie expensive. So it was like a good price. I'm like, all right. And so I'm really excited.
Good for you, queen.
Thank you.
That'll be so nice.
Yeah. Get my doctors out of the way. Yeah.
A little
Kelsey
R&R.
Time. Might rent a bike and go for like a little bike ride.
Look at you.
I know.
I'm not going to worry because San Diego's safe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
That's so funny. Pooj, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You're going home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going back to Jersey, seeing my family. And we actually host Thanksgivings at my house. Like all my cousins come. So it's a little busy in my house the day of, but it's fun. You get to cook like with your mom and your sisters, and my dad cooks a little too.
Does your family get along, or is there any family drama? Like with, like, you know, when you go, holidays are tough, right? Tough, so either you have just dealt with loss, or you're dealing with illness, which is what we've been dealing with, or you also have some shitty family, or you have some rifts. Do you have any of that, or are you guys perfect?
Definitely not perfect.
But we love each other.
No, my immediate family is the best. I'm so obsessed with my family. But, like, of course, with extended family, I have a big family. There's, like, five sisters just on one side, on my dad's side. And there's just an Indian family. There's, like, a million people. My, like, third cousin I just call, like, uncle or auntie. Like, I don't even know how I'm related to who. So, of course, there's...
That's what we do, too. Yeah, everyone's an aunt and uncle.
Everyone's an aunt and uncle.
Even people that aren't related officially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just say auntie, uncle, and I know it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But then they just don't come. So, it's okay.
Wait. So, are both your parents Indian? Both immigrants?
Yeah, so my mom immigrated when she was 3 to Canada, but my dad lived in India until he was 25.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, do they want you to marry someone Indian?
Question. They I think would probably prefer it, but they're like, they don't mind either way.
It's not like Maria.
Yeah, it's nothing like they would get upset. As long as they're a good person and the person loves you and they like the person, that was more their thing.
Do you have siblings?
There's 4 of us total.
Older?
Older sister, younger brother.
Has anyone gotten married yet?
No.
Are any of them dating?
Yes.
Are they dating Indian or non-Indian?
Non-Indian.
And your parents are cool?
Yeah, I think they're cool. They say they're cool.
Okay. No, it's just fascinating because in my family, but it's also a generation off, right? It's been, I mean, that was like excruciating. Like every cousin that married or dated outside of the Greek culture was either canceled, you know, ostracized, shunned.
I will say, I'm sure that there's a preference. But it wouldn't be like the biggest deal. And also, actually, all my cousins, 3 of the 4 of my cousins that are married to not Indian people.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So I think they kind of made it a little easier for the for us youngins. Yeah, exactly.
Were they met with resistance?
Actually, not really. I think
it's changing.
I think everyone's just reached a point where it's like, be happy as long as they're a good person. Yeah.
Well, you know what we saw? It was like they would be so restrictive, and then the girls would end up like in their 40s and they had nobody. And then they're like, oh, now you can marry whoever you want. We were like, assholes.
Right.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
I had the person I loved and you didn't let me. That's why I was like, oh no, hell no, you guys are not telling me who to love. And I had to get shunned, of course, and I won. But it was a painful journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm always curious to see kind of where we're at with all of that. Mm-hmm. Especially like Indian families might be even more intense about it than Greek families, I feel like. But I feel like we're pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're pretty intense about it. I'm sure if you talk to other families, it'd be different. But it just depends.
So interesting. Yeah. I literally couldn't imagine my parents telling me who I could like or not like. That would not fly.
Yeah. I mean, just growing up in an Indian, or not Indian, just an immigrant household is so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, it was different from when I was younger to now. If you asked, I think, any of the older aunts and uncles if you were okay with your daughter or son not marrying Indian, they'd probably say no.
Wow.
But I think as they got older, they kind of had to just be like, this is who they love and
we're not going to win this battle.
Yeah. Like we're not going to win. So why are we fighting so hard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That's not so.
Okay. So you guys are perfect. Everyone's rosy at Thanksgiving and everyone loves each other. No one gossips around each other's backs. Nothing.
I mean, we do have a smaller Thanksgiving now, probably because of stuff like that.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. There we go.
Oh, I think everyone's just like, why are we with each other if we don't like each other?
Yeah.
So I'm just not even going to send the invite this year. Have a good Thanksgiving.
I think
everyone's just old and tired and they're like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. I wish you the best, but
not today.
Because I was shunned, I had to create my family. Mm-hmm. So that's why I had all my Friendsgivings. And so, and then anybody who was alone, I didn't want them to be alone. So I would just invite them over. If I knew you and you were alone, you were coming here.
Yeah.
So,
that's kind of what we do. Like, I don't have like that many, but my siblings are bringing friends and I have some friends who are in New York still that actually live on the West Coast. We did a little swap that are coming home. So we've been like the haven for anyone who doesn't have a place to go for Thanksgiving just to come chill.
I wish I didn't have to see my sibling on Thanksgiving, but I don't have a choice.
Yeah, I wish you could hang out with me in San Diego.
I wish there were like glasses I could wear where he would be deleted, where I wouldn't have to see him.
It would be like, just skip over him.
What an invention. That would be so cool.
Let's get on that.
Right? Glasses to delete the people you don't want to see.
Who do we need to talk to?
You're on to something, I think.
I really do think so.
Let's talk to like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk.
Yeah, like headphones and goggles so that you can omit the people you don't want to hear and see.
No, see, I want you to see it because I want the stories.
Oh, there's going to be no stories. There's just going to be no interaction.
Well, there you go. You'll have secondhand stories.
He had his last laugh at my mom's funeral. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Not having it again. Bye. I've given you too many passes.
Oh, yeah.
Way too many passes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good lesson for people.
Wish you nothing bad.
Right.
I just can't do it anymore. I can't have it anymore.
I feel like a lot of people go through that or will be going through that on Thanksgiving, and that's a good way to view it, I think. I mean, yeah, you've given him more than enough.
Oh my God, so much empathy.
Yeah.
So no.
So nope. Not affecting you now.
No.
Yeah.
No. You can go work on yourself.
Yeah.
And you can go get therapy and
I wish you well.
Figure it all out and then have a great life.
I wish you well. Bye.
You definitely can't be tortured anymore. I've had enough of that in life.
No.
And by the way, it was funny. I had the astrologer said the second you get away, your life is going to get better. And I realized.
Oh, that's right.
When I fled my home back then and I didn't speak to him for 20 years, my life was soaring. Phew. Yep. And then only when I had to re-engage because of my mom's illness did everything start to go another direction again.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just healthier for all of
us. Well, it's just nuts how energy can just affect you massively. Yeah. Energy and bad people and bad energy can just bring you right. Even no matter how strong you are, you can even be as strong as you, Maria. It's like you're still pulling dead weight. You're pulling cement. So like, how can you fly?
Yeah. And listen, he's got good qualities. He's got, we just are not compatible.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's it. That's it. Sayonara. Yeah.
That's okay. I feel like everyone's going to go home and there might be some people you don't necessarily want to see, but are going to be forced to see. And I think it's important you're saying this because it's like, it's okay. Like,
it is okay.
You've tried and that's the best you can do. And at some point it's just, you go your separate ways and that's fine.
Well, yeah.
It's also okay to look after you. Like, let's look after you.
Oh yeah.
Take care of you.
Definitely looking after me.
Yeah.
And especially, I think that it doesn't have to be this like war. It doesn't have to be nasty. Nope. It doesn't have to be ugly. It's just, we do not work.
Mm-mm.
That's it.
Mm-mm. And I think if you guys are struggling, we have a lot of good stuff on deck this week for you. We have a heal event with Diane Gray that's actually going to be tonight. So that's our $10 and up Patreon members get the heal event with Diane Gray, who is a grief doula counselor. So that she's going to help us a lot. Dr. Nicola Perez episodes will help you a lot. So no, I feel like know what helps you or know where your kind of like safe and happy place is. And if you get in that overwhelmed, worked up, I have to deal with these toxic people place, know where you can turn and know where you can kind of help yourself. So,
yeah. And I think also if this happens to be that Thanksgiving that's shitty for you, I understand because we had that last year. Mm-hmm. Just know you blink and it's back to Thanksgiving again. I used to be like, oh my God, it sucks. Like I look forward to this all year long. And
honestly, Maria,
create something else that you're going to look forward to because, you know, where you're like, okay, I didn't get the Thanksgiving I wanted in April. I'm going to do X, Y, or Z.
Right. Well, and hard as it was, like looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh,
we made the most of it.
Yeah. It was still fun. Like it was still entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, we had a lot to be appreciative for, right?
Yeah, we did.
My mom and dad were alive, even though we were in the throes of COVID.
Yeah.
Michael and Michelle Chiklis came over and fed us delicious food.
Angels.
And we had fun together and that's that. So you just focus on what you can be grateful for, because if you focus on the things that are bad, then you're going to feel that more. And that's not good because you have a choice in all of it. And so as Dr. Nicola Pera will be talking about choices this week, but I think, focus on what you're thankful for. Focus on the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I only look back on it now and I'm like, oh my God, that was so hard. That was a nightmare. But I never said that then.
No.
I was very, very positive and focused on all the good stuff because I wanted to attract more of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it was really, really hard. Now looking back on it, like, holy moly.
Oh my God.
And so, and if this is one of those Thanksgivings where you are dealing with loss or you're dealing with illness and you're knee deep in shit and whatever's happening, just know you'll blink and it'll be happening again. And hopefully that will be a good one. So, you know,
I agree. Also side note, I watched a movie with Michael Chiklis in it the other day.
Which one?
It's, Hubie Halloween.
Oh my God. I was supposed to be in that.
No, you were not.
Yes.
Maria, it was so stupid. It was so funny.
I love his movies.
It was so,
I didn't realize Chicky did that.
He did a great job.
Was he like a cameo or something?
No. He was the, oh God, it was like the priest or some sort of, he was really great.
I have to see it. I didn't get to see it.
He was really great.
Oh, what a bummer.
It was funny.
I'll
can't believe you're supposed to be in that. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. The schedule kept changing. And then I think they ended up just, it was just one of those things where it was changing so many times and they lost some studio that they were going to do
and
whatever. It just became challenging. But I will be in an Adam Sandler movie at some point.
You have to be. There were so many cameos and it was like so funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, side note.
Anyhow. All right, everybody. Is this our last show for Thanksgiving week?
Yeah.
So, have a great holiday. Remember, it's about being grateful and you can do that anywhere and with anybody, even if it's with yourself, by the way. Some people would prefer to be alone.
No, I'm going to enjoy my alone time.
So
weird.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd say that, but
I think you'll have fun bumping around.
Yeah.
You'll make it fun.
Yeah.
But you have a lot to be grateful for this year too.
Amen, I do.
So, so just focus on that. Focus equals feeling. Remember that. And that's it. We love you guys. We love you all, Heal Squad. And we'll see you after all the turkey and the naps that we're going to have to take.
And the biscuits.
In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.